immediately I'm like, Extreme Home Makeover, but this is just Extreme Home Make. Like,
yeah.
One, two.
All right, everyone, welcome to another amazing spotlight interview we have here with Gifts and Go. Really excited to introduce to you Ashley Corbin. Hey, Ashley, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so excited that you're here. So excited I get to introduce you to our listeners and just really connect and hear a bit more about your story and what you and your family are doing. Super, super exciting. I was looking on your Gifts and Go campaign, which is Gifts and Go for those who are listening.com. Corbin, which is Corbin in Baja, BAJA 2023. And you can check out their campaign there. Give, pray for them, and support them. But you're now gonna know why you need to give and pray for them. So listen enough. Hey, Ashley, welcome. Thank you for joining us. So first off, give us a little bit about yourself and about your family.
Sounds good. So, my husband and I, we've been married for 10 years coming up in May. So
congratulations.
That's pretty exciting. Thank you. And we survived COVID. I think that's a big win. We have three kids that are Ezra, Nelly, and baby Drew. We could like to call him, even though he is a big tank of a 2-year-old. But we have three kids and we live in the Central Valley of California, and we are excited to be heading down to Baja, California. We have just a very normal life, I would say, but it's a pretty exciting one. Ezra and Nelly both, they have autism, and so we've really had to navigate over the last probably 5-6 years of just working with them to get them where they're at. And they have been so successful with therapies and just different things. And so we're super proud of them and how far they've come. And this is where we're at.
Yeah, what an incredible experience for your entire family to have. I'm just so excited to even hear the testimonies of it already. So you're going down to Baja, California. What's there? What are you guys doing?
So we are getting to work with a really awesome organization called YouReach. They've been around since about 2008, and they have just grown down in the San Quentin Valley of Baja, California. They now actually have a facility there that they can host like 88 people to come down, and they just, they build houses during the summer. There's about, I want to say 20,000 people that are in need of homes down in that area. They just don't make enough to be able to build their own house. So they can like own the land, but then they don't have enough to build the house. And so they're living in tarps or just makeshift homes. And it's very unsafe, very unsanitary for the families. And so it's really hard. So we get to go down. The concrete is laid for us. So we get to come in and just build a home from the ground up for this family. We get our own designated family, like our group does.
Right. And oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's really awesome that we get to just spend time with them and build that home for them.
Right. That's incredible. Immediately I'm like, Extreme Home Makeover, but this is just Extreme Home Make. Like,
yes.
Just getting down there. You know, you're ready to go. That's in a week to do it. That's quite, you know, a project to take on. That's really exciting for you. What makes, you know, your family going on this trip unique? You know, what makes it special for you guys? What's going to make this trip unique? And what makes your family going on this trip unique?
So this is our first missions trip that we've actually done as a family. My husband and I, when we first got married, a week before we got married, our pastor announced that we were going to be the youth pastors, and we came back and had to create a whole missions trip for, we were doing an outreach to Las Vegas at the time. So it was like from the minute we started groundwork missions trips, and then we had kids and everything stopped. And then we found out our kids had autism. And so we definitely had to put a halt on things. And our kids love Jesus. they love telling people about Jesus. And I was explaining to my oldest the other day that there are some people that don't know who Jesus is. And he was just dumbfounded by that concept. And so he is so excited to be going and just sharing the love of Jesus and kind of being those hands of Jesus to other people. And so for us to go, it's our first trip and we are navigating it with kids and young kids at that. They're 8, 6, and 2. And so we are going into an area that we feel pretty safe. This is a very well-established organization that has been doing this for years. And so we're getting to take them and just do the work. Sometimes you don't always realize how much work is needed. And so we're getting to do that. And so that kind of makes us a little bit unique because it's our first time and we're taking those young kids with us.
Yeah, that's incredible and a ton of work. And, you know, rightfully, it's family. You know, but what an incredible way to impact the people of family that you're going to go encounter. And man, this is going to be, you know, creating such an incredible open door for what you know you can do as you move forward. You can always build on top of it.
You have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to GiveSendGo.com and set up your campaign. Then, share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.GiveSendGo.com.
So your decision, you know, to take your kids with you, you've been a missionary, your husband's been a missionary, you've done mission work before, your decision to take them, they love Jesus, they're excited to get out there. What else is going on there? What was part of that decision-making factor that really sold you on it?
So our church has done this missions trip for a really long time, and we've always wanted to go, but we just, it just never timed correctly. And so seeing how our kids like to be involved with, they help us with children's ministry because we're pastors. And so they're there every Sunday, they're helping, they're during the service helping, they're after the service helping, you know, and just seeing their heart for what we're doing and just taking it to that next level and taking it out of like kind of our bubble. Like here we are, we have our routine and everything, which for my kids, routine is everything with being on the spectrum. And so to now we're going to remove you from that. And we're going to really show you and what can be like what we can do. And so to make that decision, like, okay, we're doing this. And then to see how excited they were when we told them, it was like, okay, this is the right decision. They're going to remember this for a lifetime. They're going to get to help and like build something that's going to be there permanently. And, you know, like our pastors, for example, they've gone to this missions trip multiple times and they still get to see the first house that they worked with and that family. Wow. And what it is really cool because they, you know, every year they go back, they see that the husband was able to get a better job because their home is secure. The kids are healthier because the home is secure. And they've adopted that family basically. So they get to take them different like textiles for the home, or they get to help them with getting water or different things like that. And so it's a really cool thing that it's not just this one-time trip that we get to go do, that anytime that we want to go back, we will have this like home here that we know that we built, that we got to help with, and we get to keep on helping.
Right. Just even to have that incredible connection to, you know, what you're building for is family and for, you know, the lives of other people moving forward. That's an incredible connection to actually have that. When you were saying that about your pastors going down, I'm like, that is so cool. Yeah. You can sit there as a continual reminder of what the Lord's done in it to you guys, you know, just so incredible. And it drives that connection back to the mission field, back to serving the Lord, you know. What so incredible. And so your kids love the Lord, that you've shared with them, hey, just so you know, like the world's crazy out there. There are some people who don't actually believe. And I remember actually learning that too as a little kid and being like, what? Like, how is that possible?
Who doesn't know about this? Yeah.
Right. And so, what other things are you doing to prepare them, to get ready, leading up to the trip?
Yeah. So something that we are preparers for sure, because our kids, they don't handle change well. And so we are definitely getting ready. Once we decided, we have now, it's in our working vocabulary, basically, this trip. So we're talking about it constantly. We're showing pictures because my kids like to see what we're doing, what's going on. We get like a map of like, here's where we're going on this day and where we're traveling to. And then here's where we're going this day to get down there. Cause it's going to be like a 2-3 day process for us to get all the way down to Baja. Yeah. And it's just, for us, we're helping them to get prepared to, by just telling them exactly what we're going to be doing. We've talked with people from, you reach, I've called them to like, hey, what's the scoop? Like, what exactly do we do? What's the nitty gritty details of everything? And, that way we can prep our kids to know exactly why we're doing it, but then also like what we're doing. And so we make it a part of who we are right now. So then it will continue to be a part afterwards.
Yeah, that's so incredibly awesome. I'm so thankful to have been able to chat with you. And for everyone listening, again, go check it out. givesendgo.com/CorbinInBaja2023. That's Corbin with a C, in Baja 2023. Ashley, before we finish out, what just coming to mind was just, the parents that are out there that have kids all, across the board, to take this kind of step is rather nerve-wracking, as I'm sure you're experiencing. And what advice, what wisdom, what encouragement would you give to any of those families that are going, going on a mission trip with kids, let alone, kids with certain needs, but man, the family, it's just crazy already, what advice, what encouragement would you give to them?
So I would say there's a couple of things. My first thing is, make sure that you have a mentor. My pastor's wife is one of my best friends, and she had young kids and she did this. And I don't know if she had somebody that was encouraging her, but she did it with her kids. And I remember watching it when I was a teen to adulthood and seeing her sacrifices and the impact that it's made on her kids even now. And so it's so incredible to see that. So I definitely recommend getting somebody who's done this, who has been there on the mission field, who has seen that work, and just talk with them, because it's so encouraging. And then just do it, because it's going to make that lasting impact. We really believe in, yes, we love giving our kids gifts, but we really believe in making moments and important moments happen. And this is one of them. And so this is going to be remembered long after any Christmas gift that we could have gotten our kids, because it's a trip that we did together as a family. So I just really encourage families, if you're considering it, just do it. It's not going to be perfect, probably, because families are a little crazy, especially with kids, things change, but it's going to be one of those things that you will not regret.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, thank you so much. For those of you who heard that, remember, all things are possible with the Lord. And, sometimes it's just taking that step of faith to say, some things look big, but Lord, you're so much bigger than them. And you are the best preparer. So help prepare. Well, bless you, Ashley. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Head over to that campaign. Check it out. Be praying for these people as they go and serve and build this house. So awesome. Well, have a great night or a great day, wherever you are. Thank you very much.